This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Wednesday, March 22nd. It will be even warmer on Wednesday than the day before, and with that may come an overnight thunderstorm. But before that, it'll be cloudy with a scant chance of rain. According to the National Weather Service, it will be cloudy with a high near 56 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area on Wednesday. There may be some patchy fog before 8 a.m. After 10 a.m., there will be a 20% chance of rain. But rain won't get really likely until late Wednesday night into Tuesday morning, when a thunderstorm will possibly also arrive. At least 30 Iowa schools, including schools in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, received phone calls warning of school shootings Tuesday morning. Calls the State Public Safety Department quickly determined were fake. There was no evidence of any active threats in the state, Iowa Department of Public Safety Commissioner Stephen Bayens said Tuesday morning during a news conference at the department's offices in Des Moines. Bayens said the calls appeared to be coming in staggered rather than many at once, and they had similar messages, and the caller's voice was also similar, leading Bayens to believe the calls were all being made by the same person. Bayens said the caller or callers appeared to be using sophisticated technology that makes it difficult for law enforcement to track the call's origin. He said the technology throws off phone call tracing programs by pinging around to a variety of locations, including internationally. Governor Kim Reynolds said Tuesday that banning gender-affirming care for Iowans under the age of 18 is in the best interest of the kids, and her heart goes out to the children. Echoing arguments made by some Republican lawmakers during debate about the legislation, Reynolds on Tuesday said she does not believe the science is settled on the long-term impacts of gender-affirming care. Reynolds discussed the proposed gender-affirming ban, which needs only her signature to become a state law, and other topics during a news conference Tuesday at the Iowa Department of Public Safety. It was Reynolds' first formal news conference in 8 months. Moody's Investors Service again has downgraded Mercy Iowa City Hospital's credit rating following what it calls severe cash flow deterioration from historically weak levels, which has resulted in material and rapid cash burn. Of Moody's 21 long-term rating categories, Mercy has been downgraded 3 spots from B1 to CAA1, putting it just 4 ranks from the lowest rank of C, according to a Moody's report released last Thursday. In alerting employees to the Moody's downgrade last week, Mercy Iowa City Acting President and CEO Mike Trakta, in an email, said the change was based on past financial performance. While this decision is disappointing, our focus must remain on providing high-quality care and improving business operations, Trakta wrote. Our patients, their families, and community need the type of medical care only provided at a community hospital like Mercy Iowa City.